Oh boy, what an exciting episode last week was. If I'm correct in thinking, it was the 25th episode anniversary special. So thank you for listening to that, presuming you did. And somehow you've made your way to this one. And I'm very excited to say that this week on Host Guest in the Wardrobe, we have Aaron Fernie. Are you alive inside the sweaty confines of that wardrobe?
I am for the moment.
Do you suspect you might die in there?
Potentially. It's quite little, and I might drop this coffee.
Yeah, you went in with like a really hot coffee because we didn't have any milk. So
that's cool.
You had to deal with a black coffee. So, what have you been up to?
Broadest question in the world.
Yeah, just...
We went to watch Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Ragnarok.
How was it?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was just all right?
Yeah, it was quite funny in parts, but for the most part, it was... it was just all right.
How does it compare to the other four films? Because I've not seen... I don't think I've seen them.
I like the first film. Second film was a bit pants.
Yeah.
Third film's like in between one and two.
Yeah.
But the Thor films aren't that great.
No. I'm not like a massive Marvel fan, so I don't really know all the connections, and I just don't really bother with trying to weave them all in and try and find out what's going on, because I just don't really have the time or energy to bother with that.
Well, they all sort of just appear now in each other's films. Yeah. So no matter what you're watching, you're pretty much watching The Avengers again.
Yeah. Yeah. So they all do cameos and things like
obviously
that.
Obviously, Stan Lee was there, like always.
Oh, yeah. How was the Stan Lee cameo?
He was a hairdresser.
He was a hairdresser?
Yeah, but okay. Not something you'd want put on your head. It was like six different blade saw things.
Okay.
And he, like, honestly, Thor looked like he might cry. Please, kind sir, don't cut my hair off.
So he was cutting the hair for four.
Oh, it's a spoiler, that, is it? I don't know. It's in the trailer. It's fine.
Yeah, come on. If you're going to get annoyed about a spoiler, I think like the Stan Lee cameo is probably one you shouldn't really get annoyed by.
I mean, that never happens, ever.
No. So, I don't really, like, we've known each other for probably not long enough to put you inside my wardrobe comfortably.
So, I don't think you could know anyone long enough to see this wardrobe comfortably.
Probably not, actually, to be fair. So, like, tell me about what's your favourite hobby? I'm sure you've got multiple hobbies.
No, not really. Play on the PlayStation, play on the computer. It's about my limit.
What's your favourite game then?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls?
Always Dark Souls.
I know, I do know this, because I played Bloodborne, and I sucked at it, because I just can't, work out, like, just being able to dodge and just, it took me far too long to work out you could lock onto someone.
You don't really need to, but it's like Bloodborne's great, because it's the kind of game that teaches you how to play Dark Souls properly.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a shield, so you've got to be really aggressive.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you're fighting a giant toothy vagina beast, you need to be pretty aggressive.
Yeah. I find that with those games, it's just because it's so intense that I'm not prepared. I can't bring myself to ease down on it. Like, I'm too on edge just all the time with those games. Like, I don't know. I want to get back to it, though, because there's a certain satisfaction to completing a monster and taking down a boss.
That boss, it's good for your ego, that, completing Souls games.
Yeah?
Known as the hardest games, well, close to. Feels good.
Yeah, something to brag about.
I hate to ask this, but on a slightly unrelated note, why is there a bit of paper that says, do not press me?
Ah, yeah. Well, I usually have that there just because then someone like yourself can just bring it up.
In conversation.
It's a, yeah. But the thing is, I've not actually worked out a way of explaining it. It's just, I was thinking what I'd do. Basically, it's a piece of paper that says do not press on it. And I was going to plan to have like a sound effect So when you did it, but I can't tell, can I?
No, so how would you know if I touched the paper?
So I just need to trust you, or...
That's a dangerous move.
It's like, what's his name's cat? Schrodinger's cat? Have you pressed the button? Cat. Or...
No.
Have you not pressed the button? And maybe it's for you to decide, because do you want to risk pressing that button?
Yes.
Without... Oh.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to presume you've already pressed it.
I have. Nothing happened.
Slipping that sound effect in post-production.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fine.
Presuming I can find a suitable thing to put in there.
Which would be a beep, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just like a
beep or a horn or...
Yeah. So, what are you doing when you're not playing Dark Souls?
Usually sitting around moaning that I'm not playing Dark Souls.
It's
about the limit of my life, yeah.
It's the greatest passion.
I play games.
It's just...
And then moan when I can't play games.
You played Horizon recently?
Yes. Awesome game.
Completed it?
100%.
100%. Usually I can't bring myself to complete a game, like all the achievements and all the unlocks and trophies and stuff. But I was playing... I have played Horizon, but not like I've only played probably half the game. But that is definitely one I can see myself trying to get 100%.
Well, I don't feel like I've beaten the game otherwise.
Yeah.
I feel like I've missed something, and I don't like that.
But only if the game kind of rewards you for it, because it's no good just going around collecting stuff that just seems samey. I think have you played the Tomb Raider, the recent reboot?
I've just bought it.
Yeah.
I've played the first, maybe, 25 minutes of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It seemed all right. The previous one was awesome.
Oh, wait.
The first reboot.
Hang on, I don't know which one I played. What was the first reboot one? Tomb Raider, the...
It was just called Tomb Raider, I think.
Is it just called Tomb
Raider? Second one's Rise of the Tomb Raider or something?
I think I've played that one. Maybe I've played them both and I just... can't remember.
I mean, they're pretty much the same game.
Yeah.
But, you know, something happens. Lara Croft goes in there with her boobs and her guns and that. And that's the game.
Yep. You do forward rolls and...
Yeah, I don't think you've got... Back in the original Tomb Raiders, you could press some buttons and you do, like, sort of swanky dives and, you know, you'd climb up onto things in an unnecessarily acrobatic way. I don't think you have that in these.
I think that was... The first reboot, then, I think that was the last game I 100%ed.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed just going around finding those, all the things you could find. My knowledge of this game isn't great at the moment. I've really lost my memory on playing them.
Shoot little trophies and...
Yeah. There was like targets as well, I think.
How did you feel about that you have to kill and sort of skin animals and stuff?
What, here we go. It's taken...
It's taken 5 minutes or so.
We're almost at 10 minutes already.
10 minutes?
Yeah. Time is difficult to tell in the wardrobe.
I would agree.
You begin to lose your mind. I've never been in, so I don't know, but...
You've not been in your own wardrobe?
Actually, no, thinking about it, because this is releasing after the special, I have now been in the wardrobe, technically, because the special episode, I was the...
You were the guest.
I was the guest.
Who was the host?
Gregor Smith. Just a guy I know. So if you're listening to this before the anniversary, you've got that to enjoy, I guess. But yeah, anyway, what was the question? Skinning animals.
Yes.
How do I feel?
You've got to kill them, you've got to eat them, you've got to wear them.
It's just survival. It's just survival at the end of the day. I can understand that. It's not like I go around... I'm not going around saying you can't kill animals. I'm just saying... I prefer not to be involved in that and not eat the meat from it. So that's the extent that I go to.
I feel like my entire job, like everyone expects me to make this as awkward as I can for you.
Go ahead. It's not work. Well, it's kind of working, but then I'm just awkward anyway, so that's the nature of it. What's your obsession with vegetarians. What makes you ponder them so much? Like the idea of it. Is it because you eat meat regularly that it's the concept of it, or?
Pretty much every single meal I eat
involves meat.
Involves meat. With the exception of breakfast sometimes. Because yeah. Shreddies are meat free, as far as I know. So I put milk on it so that I feel like it's meat.
What? You put milk
comes
on
from,
it?
It comes from cows, it's close enough.
It's not, though, is it? That's just you putting milk on it to go, ha, screw you, vegans.
Yeah, that's true. I would do that.
But you can get soya milk, so.
So I don't, to be honest, I don't even mind vegans, as long as they don't talk to me about it.
But that's the thing, though, isn't it? They're pretty active. You're not going to get a vegan who's kind of passive about their beliefs.
They're passive kind of vegans, not really a thing.
No, they're very active with it, which is fine as long as you're doing it in a good way and not you're not being in anyone else's. Like you're not going up to someone and just being like, why are you eating that ice cream? You should stop eating that ice cream.
Well, I mean, it's the daftest thing to get upset about.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess milk farms are kind of wrong. But as far as milk, it's from my end, it appears in the shop and I drink it.
News just in, fish are vegetables, so there we go. We can all get on with our lives, and it's scientific fact now. So those pescatarians, you're all right, you're doing well. Every fish, even sharks and whales are vegetables, so go for it. So as far as you're concerned, it's not on you.
It's already happened. It's already happened. It's there. Might as well drink it.
It's there.
It's wasteful otherwise.
Yeah, I was speaking to my mate today about that actually, because it came up. Somehow, vegetarian came up again. And he has the same kind of idea that it's there. If it's there, it's just going to go to waste if he doesn't eat it. And I kind of get that idea, but also I'm like, someone else will just have it. It's not like you walk in and go, that one's designated to you. And if you don't eat it, it's just going to get thrown away. But I don't know. It's just different beliefs in whatever.
In food.
I mean, yeah. I mean, mine's mostly just because I just stopped eating meat one day. And it just became the norm.
And you live with a vegetarian who also doesn't eat meat.
That's
vegetarian, but
be weird as a vegetarian that ate meat.
Well, Jason wanted to be a pescatarian that doesn't eat fish.
That's true. Yeah, someone we know wanted.
It's not a stretch from the imagination.
Someone we know wanted to be a vegetarian, but didn't realise that fish was meat, and then he.
Yeah, that's a surprisingly common thing.
No, yeah.
People think it's okay to eat fish because it's not meat.
Yeah, pescatarians. What happened?
I may have dropped the fan.
You dropped the fan.
But I don't think I can pick it up either. It's fine. It's fine down there.
don't worry. You've only got 15 minutes left, and I believe in you surviving through. But yeah, no, pescatarians. I really don't get them. My mum's a pescatarian, and it's like I don't understand the logic behind. Not wanting to eat a cow, but being perfectly fine with eating, like, cod. But the way they usually think of it is, you don't really interact with fish. Fish are...
What?
This is what I seem to get.
You don't go talk to a cow, do you? No one stands in a field talking to a cow.
You see him, at least, all the time, just there. And there's more of a... We've humanised cows more than we might a fish.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because if you see a fish, you're more likely to just be like, you know, there's not much character to a fish. But then, is there character to a cow?
Oh, well, I suppose. I mean, Jackie Chan did train a fish.
What?
Jackie Chan trained a fish.
Oh, you're going to have to...
Comes over to him. It's a big, I think it's like a koi or something like that. And it comes over, it like rolls over, lets him tickle his belly.
What?
Have you not seen that?
I've not seen that.
Jackie Chan tickles a fish.
I'm going to Google Jackie Chan tickles a fish after this.
I'm pretty sure it was Jackie Chan. That could be awkward.
But just anyone.
Well, I mean, anyone tickling a fish is a bit weird, I think.
It's kind of weird.
But training a fish to come over to you and roll over in the water so you can tickle it. That's talent.
That's definitely talent. And that shows that fish aren't just fish. There's more to fish than just swimming about.
See, I'm less likely, to be honest, to buy fish. Because, you know, when you go and you buy beef or buy bacon or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's fine. But if you buy a fish...
You see the red.
It's got eyes.
That's...
And
yeah.
prawns as well. I can't eat something that's looking at me.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Just because it's staring at me, I can't eat it. I've got to take its head off. Or have someone else take its head off. And then I can pretend it's a different fish.
Fish eyes are weird. Because it's like they've got no soul. Because
what?
Even
got that one.
What?
I was gonna say James is a fish, I guess though.
But just because it's they just look dead behind the eyes.
Dead behind the eyes.
Like, I don't think you can ever get a fish that's I don't think you can ever get a fish that you could look at and go, oh, I reckon there's a lot going on with that fish.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some swimming, there's some mouth opening going on. There's not a lot to it. It's
so many things to a fish that can be done. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing with pescatarians, though. So, from what I understand, their logic is because the fish are underwater, it's fine to eat them because you don't usually encounter them. But then I pointed out to my mum, who's a pescatarian, or just by chance, I think she just eats fish. She doesn't identify. Like, but that she has a fish tank. So she sees fish more than she sees any other animal, surely.
So if anything, that's worse because she's then eating fish
in front of
these fish. These poor fish.
She's mocking them.
Exactly. It's like a threat.
It's almost like she's a vegetarian, but also she wants to gloat to fish. Like, that's her biggest passion, is gloating to fish about eating their fellow species right in front of them.
Yeah. Sick, almost.
This is almost sick. But
saying that, sound like I'd eat a mermaid. Assuming mermaids were real. They're under the water, we can't see them. So I could eat a mermaid.
Yeah, you could eat a mermaid.
But the question is, would it be fish
or
cannibalism?
Cannibalism. Depends which end you eat, I guess.
And which kind of mermaid they are. What if they're fish on top? Fish on top with human legs.
That's not a thing, though.
That's on Family Guy.
Is it on Family Guy?
Oh. It was Family Guy or Seth MacFarlane's comedy.
One of Seth
Jobby.
Things.
But yeah, I mean, I think people would be a lot less bothered about me eating a mermaid that had a fish top and human legs than if it had a person top and a
definitely,
fish tail.
Definitely, because you've not got the head. You've not got the brain. Because it's then mostly fish, whereas the other way around, it's mostly a person. Right?
Yeah.
No?
I think they have legs in the tail.
What?
I think they have legs inside the tail.
Like, it's just a costume.
Yeah, yeah. It's not real.
But...
You ever seen H2O, I think it's called?
I have seen H2O.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's one of them that goes on. She just like puts on some... What was that, Barbie?
What?
I don't know. Everyone watches Barbie stuff.
What is this conversation?
I don't know. My mind wandered. There was mermaids.
H2O. She's a mermaid. She's like a verified mermaid. She's not just a
woman. How do they
walk
then?
What?
How do they walk about then? How do they get trousers that fit?
You're trying to validate the fantasy idea of mermaids.
I don't. I've never really seen that bit. I've only seen them either being a mermaid or walking about. So I'm not really sure.
What are you talking about? You've only seen being a mermaid or walking about.
In H2O, they're either swimming about as mermaids with a tail on that.
Is that just one?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's just one mermaid and Tom Hanks finds her and falls in love with her. And then it's like, oh, how can I fall in love with her? She's a mermaid. But no, wait, doesn't she... Oh, no.
Am I thinking of the Little Mermaid?
This is Splash.
Splash.
Not
yeah,
H2O.
H2O's the thing. It's like a kids' program, isn't it?
H2O is a kids' program that's... I don't even know.
They're like some schoolgirls, and then they go into like this magic cave, and then they've got a tail.
Yeah, but Splash is the film we're talking about.
With Tom Hanks. Falling in love with a mermaid.
Is that
wrong or right? How do we feel about that?
How do we feel about
falling in love with a mermaid? Yeah, I mean, is it interspecies though? Because she's human on top. But then again, I suppose she's fish on bottom.
She's fish. I was gonna say she's fish where it matters.
but I mean, Tom Hanks isn't gonna fall in love with a fish head with human legs.
Probably not. No.
Human bottom half.
No. Well, I'd like to see that in the sequel, Splash 2. She comes back. I can't remember the ending.
Splash 2 reversal.
Splash 2. She comes back. I presume she dies in Splash.
I don't know.
No, I'm presuming it goes all wrong. Tom Hanks realizes it's not for him. Kills her.
Kills her.
Kills her.
Tries to drown her. Realizes it's not working.
It would work, wouldn't it? Oh no!
I know, because if you can drown them, because they're
that's well, a she's a mermaid. Kills? She can't. Does she have to come up every now and then and just breathe?
I don't know. Isn't that like...
Nah, she's got gills, surely.
That's alligators, isn't it? What? Is it crocodiles?
Yeah,
crocodiles. I don't know the difference. One of the differences is like their third tooth is longer or something.
They've got like thinner snout, alligators. Crocodiles are thicker. Like as in fatter. Not as in...
Not as stupid.
No. They're swimming about and that. Crocodiles are mental. I've decided that.
So I thought alligators were the mental ones.
No, I just mean as in both of them, really.
Well, I mean, yeah, you probably wouldn't interrupt it today, would you?
No,
you just sort of leave it be.
I wouldn't go and interrupt a crocodile whilst it's doing its business. Not that
I just meant its day to day life, not while it was doing its business.
Well, its day to day life is just swimming about eating shit.
Well, they do a lot of sitting as well.
I guess sunbathing out in the sun. I don't really have to worry about it because there's not many crocodiles about in Lincoln
or
in the UK at all. But what's mental about them is they're dinosaurs. You've got actual dinosaurs just sitting about. That's what it fascinates me that you got just this animal that's just been alive for so long. Doesn't matter what it does, just goes around being a crocodile.
I was told that birds were the closest living things to dinosaurs.
They're descended from it. From, like... Well, they were around during dinosaurs.
What birds?
Birds were around.
What about flock of seagulls?
You got some seagulls.
Fighting a T-Rex over a lamb or something. They probably weren't lambs, were they?
They probably weren't what?
Lambs? Would you still have
lambs?
Sheep? Lambs? Sheep?
What?
Lamb.
Would I still have sheep?
No, were there sheep about then? I don't know.
I don't like think there were sheep about.
Like a big pig.
What?
There's probably like a 12-foot tall pig or something. Like a boar.
Yeah, there would have been more boars.
Massive boar trying to fight off a big flock of seagulls and maybe a sparrow.
Just, that would be a good fight. Just like, what would win? A wild boar, 12-foot wild boar, versus a flock of crows.
Are they just sort of normal-sized crows?
Yeah, they're normal-sized.
Oh, I've got the pig.
But think about it, they can just fly around and keep pecking at it. And
yeah, but it'd take ages, wouldn't it? They'd get bored and leave.
Well, these crows are really, they really want to take down this boar. This boar's kind of just been going around... knocking down nests, crow nests, and these crows have had enough. I want to take out the boar.
Still, they're only little, though, aren't they? This is a massive boar.
Crows are quite big. Like, well, in terms of birds, they're quite big. Maybe. You get small birds. So.
But still, we're talking a 12-foot boar.
12-foot is mental.
Right. Just to think about the dimensions of this boar. It's then 12-foot tall, and then equally, probably...
Yeah.
About 7-foot wide.
Yeah, it's probably... That's ridiculously big.
Well, it's got to be in proportion, doesn't it?
Maybe it's not in proportion, then.
It's like a pig on stilts.
Yeah.
It's a really tall pig.
It's just a really tall pig.
A little spindly... Advert the crows, then. Yeah, the crows would probably take him out. Peck his ankles or something.
But I just think the boar's not going to be able to, like, turn around or, like, rear its head that much, really.
Oh, but boars are fast.
Yeah.
Boars charge at something stupid like 45 miles an hour.
Oh.
So they'd have to catch it as well. It'd probably get somewhere undercover. I don't know how smart a prehistoric 12-foot boar would be, but I'd guess he's smart enough to find a cave or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... That's actually... Have you heard of this question, right? Or this would you rather... Would you rather fight a bear with a katana or take on The Rock in a wrestling match to the death? With you just got like your bare hands?
I'd probably go with the bear. Because at least I've got a chance with the bear.
Everyone keeps saying that, and I disagree. I think it's The Rock.
How come his arms are like the width of my chest?
But it's a bear.
Yeah, but it's a sword.
Yeah, you're right. You don't know how to use a sword, unless you do. Do you know how to use a sword?
Attack it with a pointy end, right?
It's not as easy as that.
Stab, slash, and run. It's fine.
It's not that easy. You're going to...
I don't know. I've played a lot of Dark Souls. If you roll at the right time, the claw just goes straight through you.
That is true.
It's fine. Iframes. You'd be fine.
You might actually be all right.
Yeah, I've got loads of dexterity. It's cool.
I don't think... I think I'd take on The Rock.
You would take on The Rock.
Because... I feel like with the bear, you just don't know, because it's an animal. It's crazy. It's just going to come at me. It's probably going to be more scary.
Probably.
And I don't know how to use a sword, so I'm dead. And I'm getting eaten alive as well. So with The Rock, that's one thing. He won't eat me alive.
Yeah, that's true.
And another thing is, just go for his balls.
That's right. You can't really kick a bear in the balls, can you? What if it's a girl?
No, I'm talking about a rock.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't do the same trick on a bear.
Well, exactly. You can't. Because, yeah, you don't know if it's a girl or not. And also...
I was going to say, you could punch him in the throat, but you'd probably break your hand.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got to be like 260 pounds or something.
Wait, are we talking about the bear or the rock?
This is the rock. I mean, the bear's probably quite heavy.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is the bear? Are we talking like a little bear or...?
We're talking about fully grown grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
Fully enraged. You've just nicked his honey. Wait, do grizzlies...
It's Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
Grizzlies like honey? Or is it the... Is it black bears? I don't know.
Well, Winnie the Pooh's yellow, so it's hard to tell.
Is he a grizzly or a black bear? I don't know. He's a black bear, is he?
It's a honey bear.
He's a honey bear. But yeah, no, take down The Rock, because it's just a... Even if I die, it's a better death. And I reckon I've always got that chance that I could just... kick him in the balls and get away with it, and then I'll just run.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine your tombstone after fighting the bear. Died valiantly fighting.
There wouldn't be any valiant at all.
You've got a chance to outsmart a bear.
No, you haven't, because he's... Well, that's all he knows. That's what he's trained to do. He's trained to take you down.
Yeah, so is The Rock.
I suppose, but...
But he doesn't have big jagged teeth.
He doesn't have big jagged teeth. And he's not hungry for my flesh, so...
That's the kicker for you, is the chance of being eaten.
That's definitely it. Being eaten alive. Because you'd be pretty lucky if the bear managed to swipe you down and kill you instantly. You're going to still be alive when he's having a go at your guts. And munch at them. The Rock is cooking. Well, I'm going to take you down, Rock. You can smell this. Yeah, right in the dick. Take that. Yeah. That's right. Take on a bear. No chance, mate. What the Rock?
Is cooking. So your big fear would be a zombie apocalypse then?
Absolutely.
Oh, I think I'd do all right in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah? What's your tactics then?
First thing, my bike gear.
Yeah?
That way, pretty sturdy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's going to be difficult for them to chew through.
Yep.
And then go to B&Q, pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
Mainly anything that's sharp or hard. Something you can hit them with.
Yeah.
I mean, a baseball bat would be fine, but I don't think you can get them at B&Q. And then, right, I'd get my little group of
people.
You don't
have to go to B&Q. Go somewhere else.
It's quite a trek, isn't it, B&Q? Well, actually, we've got Wicks around the corner. We'll go to Wicks. Throw paint in their eyes and that'd be fine.
But you could, you got your bike, you could go somewhere else quickly.
I don't have my bike anymore, though, do I?
Oh, no, of course. What are we saying? The zombie apocalypse is happening only in the current situation.
Okay, so
I think it's fair to presume that you got your bike, or you got a bike.
My new bike.
You got a new bike. It's raring to go. You could go.
See, I think that'd be good. You can get around the traffic. You'd be all right.
Yeah.
But I'd have to get my little group of people.
Yeah.
People I know.
Absolutely.
And then, if I were to come across you and your group, if my group doesn't know any of your group, no one can vouch for them, I'm going to kill them.
You're going to kill them?
Yep. Kill them and eat the stuff.
Pretty rueful.
Well, no, because you don't know, do you? You don't know what they're like.
Suppose
you can't
risk it. It
could be anybody. And you can't risk it, especially, you know, I'd probably have, like, close family with me.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't know. I don't know when it happened. You know, could have been at work. They could have been at work. Then I'd have to get to them.
Yeah, no.
Which would be awkward. But then you can't take the risk.
So, you'd take your family if they provided something. they'd have to bring skills to the table.
No. Family get a free pass.
Okay. That's good.
Friends, and then other people would have to say you've been attacked.
Yeah.
And, you know, some bloke helps you all out, pretty much saves the day. He gets a shot. He was helpful. But I'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah. That's a solid plan. Well,
you got to do it.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do. So, it's the end of the episode. Ooh. That's it, it's been half an hour. Did you manage to drink all your coffee?
No.
Is it still warm?
Semi-warm.
How have you found it in the wardrobe?
It's all right. It's kind of hard to drink because it's quite cramped.
it's that tight in there. It's very hard to drink.
As I was saying, it's cupboardy, but it is a wardrobe because there's a pole.
Yeah, there's a place to hang your clothes.
And there's little lights.
But
my back is on one wall and my knees are on the other wall and my arm is on the other wall.
Yeah,
but it's not that bad. It's not that bad in there. It's not that warm either.
No.
I mean, it's warm, but it's not, like, unbearable.
No, it's winter, so, you know. Well, I'm glad you survived. And thanks for being on the show.
It's all right. Sorry for not being that exciting.
I know, it was good. We had a great conversation about
mermaids.
Mermaids and fish and bears, so, yeah.
Moral of the story, I'd fight a bear.
Yeah.
I'd fight a bear with a sword.
You'd fight a bear, and you would die a horrible death, and I would...
But
maybe die.
As long as everyone knows that I was fighting the bear when I died.
True.
It's all good.
True.
Hero's death.
That it is. That's fair. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the show. Sure. Thanks for listening, if you even did. I'm guessing you did now. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, so, yeah, I heard everything.
And keep up with it on the show. Just listen to the host Guess Your Wardrobe. We're on iTunes, subscribe, give a review, go on, don't hurt, do it. Alright, thanks, bye. That was it.